Hello, Morgan.
You with me, Bob?
Yes.
Sorry. You
well,
still
you,
there?
You got that right. Yeah.
I told you it might hang up on us. I apologize. Okay.
That's right.
So you're looking at the one that you have access to, right?
Yeah, well, apparently I have access to two of them. I don't know if I can create content or post anything to them.
Okay. I can do this. I'm going to, at the bottom of your phone, right, of the Facebook page, do you see these three little lines on the bottom right-hand corner that say menu?
On my Android, three little lines are on the left-hand corner, and that brings me to home screen. Or
on your Android?
It shows me all the apps that are open.
Okay. But on your Facebook page, do you see where there's a menu?
On the upper right-hand corner, 3192.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I have an iPhone, so you have an Android. Okay. There's going to be a spot underneath your profile page where it'll say a plus to add a story, edit your profile. Right next to edit profile, there should be these three little dots. Do you see them?
So I touched the three lines, right, on the right-hand side?
Uh-huh.
Right, to open up another new menu.
And what does it say?
Okay, so it says here, it brings me to my personal Facebook page, not the business.
Okay. Because what I want you to do is copy your link to your Facebook page, and you can text it to me so I can see which one you're talking about. So when you clicked on those three little dots, where it said edit profile, did you see these three little dots next to it?
I have not seen edit profile. I see the symbol for systems and again search. And then menu and then see your profile. Okay, edit profile. I'm in, I have to go in to see your profile.
Okay. And then you see these three little dots, right?
Yep.
Okay. Click on the three little dots. Now, it should give you your profile settings. You'll see follow settings, account status, archive, US. Scroll to the bottom of it where it says your profile link. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. Do you see the profile link for the business page?
Nope.
Which one do you see for your personal page?
Yep.
Okay, because I need you to be in your business page. You know, do me a favor. Do you see where it says copy link?
Yep.
Copy that. Just click copy link.
Right.
And I just sent you a text message.
I saw it.
Okay. I want you to reply to that text message and just paste it. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, doing that now.
Okay.
And sending.
And send. Let me see if I get it. Because I might be able to see it through your personal profile. Let's take a look. Yeah, it doesn't let me see your I see your personal profile, but it doesn't let me see the, okay, let me see. Let me try to look by Middletown.
Hang on a second. Okay. I'm going to send you the link to the one of the ones I get into, one of the boys in Crane.
Okay.
Copy that to the link. Let me go over here. Paste.
So we learn something new every day, right?
I'm looking to see if it's the same. Facebook, nope, it's different. Okay. All right, so that's the from one of the Boys in Crane painting that I have access to here, but I don't know if I can post on it. So
I'll
go back to the other one now. So I'll leave this one.
Okay, this is the exact same one. This is the same one. The one that you just sent me, this is the same one that I found. It's the same one. So this one link that you sent me, the second link to the Facebook page, you said you're not sure if you have access to it. That is the same exact link that I sent you to your email that I found on Facebook.
Okay, yeah. Now, this one was not coming up earlier of the first two. I wonder how that happened. Okay, yeah, I see two likes and two followers.
Yes. Now, if you look and you see where the website, it looks kind of like a Earth symbol. That website, if you click on it, it's going to take you to a university website for Voorhees.
Yeah. Voorhees.edu.
Yes. But this one, you said you're not sure if you have access to it, right? But there's another Facebook page, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so let me go to that one. Oh, same one. Takes me to the same spot.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what was that 104?
Now, you must have access to it if it's in your profile. Because whenever Facebook pages are created, the Facebook business page is always created through your personal page so that you still have access to it.
Okay.
No one sees your personal page, but it's how all Facebook business pages are created. So you have to have access to it if it's on your, if you're looking at it through your profile.
Okay, so.
Because they'll be linked.
Okay, so I'm at the page on Facebook. You saw Boys and Crane Painting, two likes, two followers.
Uh-huh.
I see message, like, and then the three dots.
But mm-hmm.
On my personal account, I see a bar where you put your post in and then post it.
Uh-huh.
I see that on this. I don't see that on this one.
You don't see it on your business one, right?
Correct. It's as if I'm some third party looking at it, not me trying to administer it.
Okay.
To be the administrator of it.
Yeah, so it doesn't let you post on it.
Yeah, I don't see an area where I can put my post or put more pictures on. Only message or like.
Or okay.
Three dots again.
Yeah, check the three dots, and there's nothing that says edit on it, right?
Nope.
Yeah, because if like for example, on my profile, I could add a story, I could edit my profile, I could add a post where it'll say your post, manage post, and you don't see that on the business one, right?
Nope. I do not.
Okay, do you know who created this Facebook page?
I believe my business partner's daughter.
So then she probably has the access to it.
Okay.
And she would just need to add you as the manager, or we might just end up creating you a new one.
Probably, because it doesn't say paper hanging.
Yeah. So we might just create you a brand new one.
Right. And that, although it's a nice looking guy, it's not me.
Yeah. You're silly. I love the blue, though. The blue is my favorite color. It kind of matches the guy's eyes. Now, this picture of the flower wallpaper, was that a job that you did? It's pretty.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I hear wallpapers coming back, you know?
Oh, yeah. About 10 years ago, really big commercial comeback, and then high-end start coming back about 7-8 years ago, and 5 years ago, all residential started coming back around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forget what show I was watching, and they were talking about how what they're doing now is putting wallpaper. I have a friend who's a realtor, and she said this one house that she was showing where the bed, the master bedroom where the bed is positioned, right behind it, they had the wallpaper. Like, that whole wall was wallpaper. She's like, it looked gorgeous the way it was accented.
Yeah.
It was just that section that had the wallpaper, but she goes, man, it did that room justice. And she's been finding that a lot now. with a lot of the houses Accent. That she's been showing. Yeah.
Accent walls have become real popular. And although realtors still don't like wallpaper in the house because no one's taste in wallpaper is the same. So they like
right.
to see it missing or, you know, gone. But
yeah.
if you accent wall here and there, it's attractive.
Oh, yeah. And that's what she was saying. So it was like where the bed was positioned at, it was on that wall behind the bed. All the other walls were painted, but she said it just really looked good. And you would think like on one wall, but when you see it, it looks awesome. So she's actually shown a couple of homes that are like that. I said, interesting. Wallpaper's coming back in. I know back when I was growing up, wallpaper was a thing, right? And then people just kind of shied away from it, you know? I mean, I even remember wood panels. I don't know if you do, but I remember my mom had some of our walls had the wood panel, right?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm telling my age then, huh?
Oh, yeah, and if you remember Bob Crane, Hogan Tears Goes In, that's another sign right there how old you are.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Bob Crane, Hogan Cheerios?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
So mostly people over 50 remember that.
Well, I'll be 51 tomorrow.
There you go.
Right. Listen, I grew up with the Little Rascals. I grew up with watching Lonesome Dove, you know, Little House on the Prairie. My kids, they're like, what is that? I'm all, you guys have no clue.
Yeah, that's when there's only 5 channels.
Right? And I remember my mom used to make us stand by the TV, and then she would say, change the channel, change the channel.
Yep.
we were actually the remote control, in other words.
Yeah, we were one of the last generations where there was no remote control for TV. And there was
really?
No Google, and there was no, no, there were no cell phones.
Nope.
And what was the other big one? There was no internet.
No, exactly. You know, I'll tell you this.
Oh.
When I was growing up, we were told if we said we're bored, my mom would say, grab the mop and start mopping the floor. Never mind, we're going outside.
And the last big thing, there were no PCs. There weren't personal computers when we were growing up.
No, there wasn't.
One was.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Our technology is great, but it's kind of sad when it comes to the family, you know, because that's one thing with us. It's like the rule is put the phone down. You are not to have the phone at the dinner table.
Yeah, we had some fights about that at the dinner table with my son, who's now 30.
Oh, man, really?
Anyway, so we would end up having to say, all right, is that important, and show us what's being texted back and forth. Oh, no, it's personal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to show you my phone.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll put it aside.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what do you think, Bob?
Okay,
I mean, which package do you feel most comfortable with?
The Google ads, not the premium, not the
guaranteed. The one with, not the Google guaranteed, because Google guaranteed, once you have your licensing renewed, that's always something that we can revisit, right? Now, from the Platinum package, that includes the Facebook ads at $2,500, or is it the Premier Platinum that has the Google ads, and that one's $2,700?
So the $2,700 one, which I'm guessing does not include the Facebook ads?
No, it doesn't. However, let's say you did want the Facebook ads included, right? Let's just say you did. Then what you would be looking at would be an additional $1,200 for the year. So then you're looking at, what, $39? But here's the thing, okay? Here's what we can do. If you select the $2,700 package, we can still create you that Facebook page for the business. So that way you can post on it, right? If you decide later on, you know what, I feel like running Facebook ads too for a couple of months, you can do that at any time. That's up to you.
Okay. And then let's say Dana, my business partner's daughter, does not, because it's probably 10 years ago.
Right.
So that will put this out. doesn't remember the password, doesn't remember doing it, and is she going to be able to delete it if she doesn't remember the administrator password?
She would have to probably request to get the new password and just deactivate it. She could deactivate it. Yeah. So we would just create you a new Facebook page. So at least you have a new Facebook page that you can have access to yourself, right?
Okay. All right. So while we're on the phone, what can you email me that, you know, explains the things that you just said? And I see in writing the things you just told me.
Absolutely. I am doing that right now for you. So this first one that I'm sending, it's going to say Google Advertising. Okay, I'm going to send you both emails. One's going to say $2,700 for 12 months prepaid for the Premier Platinum package. That's the one that includes the Google Ads, right? And we'll still all have them create you the new Google, the new Facebook business page. Okay, I'll include that on there for them to create it for you. So this way you actually have access to that one and you can do your postings, right? Now, the second one that I'm sending you, that one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. This is the package that is $2,500 for the year. And it's a 12-month prepay, okay, and it's called our Platinum Package. This is the one that will have the Facebook ads, not the Google ads. It will have the Google Local SEO, which is a local map, but instead of us running the Google ads on there, we would be running the Facebook ads, okay? So let me send you that one. Now, of course, with this one, we would definitely be creating as well the new Facebook business page because we're going to need you to add us on as managers to that page. So this way we can manage it for you, the Facebook ads. But you could still do your postings on it, which we highly recommend you do the weekly posting because we want to make sure that when we're running those Facebook ads, that it's relevant to the Facebook ads that we're running, okay? So I'm sending you this one. The only difference really between the two packages, other than the price, is that the Platinum one is going to run Facebook ads. The Premier Platinum is running Google ads instead, okay? So that's really the difference.
I think the Google ads are more important to me. I mean, do you have a feeling on that or no?
No, actually, I think Google ads work well. And especially because it's like, if you told me this, I need to target 80 miles. I'm going to be like, okay, we can target 80 miles, but Google ads, when you're targeting by specific zip codes or counties or cities, it is going to give you a better conversion rate, right? Because you're being very specific to those targeted areas. If you told me, Nadine, I'm covering 80 miles, it's like taking a circle. It's like drawing a circle 80 miles around your zip code and throwing a blanket over it. That's what it's going to cover.
Yeah, well, that's too far. I would.
Exactly.
Different zip codes.
And that's what I would strongly suggest because you know what areas you want to be in. And those are where we're going to run those Google ads.
Okay.
Right,
so, now, $2,700, are the taxes and or fees that are going to be added to that, or is it $2,700 even?
$2,700 even. Not a penny more.
Right, so essentially $225 a month.
Essentially, and I'll tell you, if you did this package monthly, just so you have an idea, this Premier Platinum package runs $4.99 a month with a $99 setup fee. Okay. It's $5.98 to get it started and then you pay $499 every month after that. When you look at it, if you were paying monthly, okay, over the course of a year, you would have already invested $6,087 for this Premier Platinum package. But because when you pay for it for the full year, you're actually saving at $2,700, you're saving $3,387. You're saving over $3,000 when you're paying for the year It's a big savings. So you're actually saving $3,387 when you pay the $2,700 for the full year.
Right, and how much is the setup on this $2,700?
It's $2,700. It's all included.
Okay.
And then right before your year is up, right, I would actually call you and set it on my calendar to call you the week before to see if you want to renew it again for another year. It's still going to be the same price, $2,700. It's not going to change because you were actually grandfathered into that rate, okay? Or if you decide, you know what, I just want to go month to month now, then you would be paying $499 plus a $49 hosting fee. So then you're looking at $548 a month. Or you could decide, you know what, I'm good now. I no longer need the services, and then it just cancels. That's it. You don't lose your content, okay? Your information still stays on Google. It's just your Google ads would obviously stop running because we're not servicing them, and you would eventually fall off the first page. But if you wanted us to continue just hosting the website, Bob, it's $49 a month, and we continue to host and maintain your website.
All right.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, of course. Take your time.
Let's see a local Spanish store. All right, well, everybody has good and bad complaints.
When you've been in business for 18 years, trust me. If we had perfect reviews, I would be like, what's going on? You know?
Okay, so I have to cancel with 411.local and Hybrid. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Because what we're going to do is we're going to merge these two profile pages. Okay, to only have the one profile page of the 32 reviews showing. So that other one's going to disappear, right? We're going to update your content everywhere. So what you're going to do is you're going to add us on as managers. It's real simple. All you do is you call them, you tell them, listen, I'm discontinuing my services. Thank you. And that's it. Cancel my account. Plain and simple.
And then I got to go through their high pressure. No, stay with us. Who's down?
You just be adamant about it and just say, listen,
yeah.
I want to part ways, and that's it. You have that right. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to tell you what to do, right? But I'm just saying, since we're moving forward, here's the thing. For us to be able to manage that and do the work, you have to cancel both of them.
And are you on, let's see, Local Splash?
We're in Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast.
Are you on Fountain Valley?
Fountain Valley, correct.
Yes, uh-huh. Avenue, okay.
Yes, sir. We're right in between, I would say, Los Angeles and San Diego. We're in Orange County.
All right, so you know that you have lower ratings on Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that we don't have any bad ones, right? I mean, when you've been in business for 18 years, you're bound to have some, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, when you look at Hybu and 411 Local, those guys, you won't find them on Google, and I'll tell you why. Because those companies, they don't want their bad reviews showing. If a business doesn't have their own company listed on Google, that should be a red flag.
All right, so well, at least you're not listed as a scam. You're listed as a business.
Yeah. We're definitely a business. I will tell you that, definitely.
All righty. All right, so. Okay, so I'm looking in front of me. Everything is provided for the $2,700, $1,200
yes.
prepaid with premium platinum package.
Mm-hmm.
Review capture system. What is that?
So what that is we like to help you generate more reviews, right? So we provide you a tiny URL, so we simplify it for you to ask your clients to leave you reviews, right? So this tiny little link that we provide you, all you do is you text it, you could even email it to your clients and ask them, do you mind leaving me a review? All they do is they click on that link, leave you 5 stars, and it'll post to your Google profile page. That's how we help our clients as well.
And how about those who don't go through my URL, just leave a
they could just go to your, yeah, they could search you up on Google and then just do it that way. A lot of our clients, even through your client dashboard, there's a section on there where you could put request review, and you put in the client's email, you could put their phone number, and just hit send, and it'll send them the link automatically. You'd be surprised how many of your clients would be more than happy to leave you reviews. It's the modern day word of mouth.
So,
you know?
I can, did you just tell me I can text them a URL?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we try to make it as simple as possible for you. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Well, of course, it's, even though you use the word exclusive local listing, there are going to be other painters listed.
There's other, absolutely. Listen, we're not saying you're going to be the only one listed there, right? Our company, what we mean by exclusive is we work with one business per category, per service area, because those are the guidelines that we have from Google being a channel partner. So that's what we mean by the listing being exclusive. In other words, I'm not going to turn around, Bob, and have my representatives keep calling, right, to sign up another company. We don't work like that because we would work against ourselves if we did that, and Google doesn't allow us because we're a channel partner. So that's why we can say, Bob, you are the only company we will be working with in your area. In fact, I have in north, up north, I have it in San Francisco. I have a category my representatives are calling on for tree services. I have one for concrete services in Dallas, Texas. I have another tree service category we're trying to fill in Miami, Florida. So we have categories throughout the United States and businesses that we work with.
Okay.
And then the Google, now the Google ad space, that's regarding the Google ads where we could target specific clients and areas. Okay. The mobile platform are getting you, you know, if someone's using their iPhone, Android, tablet, Amazon Alexa, if they're asking Siri, find me a painter near me, any of those devices that they're using are considered the mobile platform. So when they use those devices, which, you know, a lot of us have our iPhone, you know, glued to our hand, they can still pull you up on the first page of Google, right? We do the directory submission. That's 60 plus directories, local directories online, right? Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be on all 60 because some of those directories are relevant for like a catering business or they're relevant only to like event planners. Well, obviously, that's not going to be relevant to your business, so we're not going to list you on there because it wouldn't do you any justice by being on a directory, you know, that is specifically geared just for event planners, right? So you wouldn't be listed on those directories. We're going to list you on the ones that are most popular and relevant to your services and in your area, okay? We do the direct access to Google Analytics, which what that means is how you're going to be able to track your results, like how you're coming up in the search results, what keywords you are listed for, okay? The review capture system is what I mentioned to you about us providing you that tiny URL. We make it as simple as possible for you to get more reviews from your past clients. We do the tracking and reporting system, which that's where you'll have a username and a password to log in through your client dashboard that you'll have access to 24/7. And you can see what calls you're receiving through our program, where you're coming up in the search results, where they even perform that location of the search. You can view all your profiles. You can see all the keywords that you are listed for. We definitely want you to track your results with us. And again, not just taking our word for it, that it's working.
Okay.
And then, of course, you see the My Site's included in that as well. The yes. Customized website.
Website, okay. All right, but that's My Site. Now, who has ownership of that after you make it?
The website, we're managing and maintaining it. But again, let's say you decide after the year you want to discontinue services, right? You don't want to renew it. Then, as I mentioned to you, you have the option. You could pay $49 a month, and we continue to host and maintain that website for you. It'll still be up, right? Or you have the option where you could actually purchase the domain. Like if the domain, let's say, for example, we were able to get a domain that said, you know, we'll choose one that's most relevant to your business. And, of course, you know, you can select which one you want when we give you your options. Let's say the domain was www.bcpainting.com, right? You could purchase that domain from us for $99. But the thing is that you'll have to find someone to create that website and host it. Hosting means that it's being hosted on a server. Your files are being saved on there. So every website that you see out there is being hosted by some company, whether it's GoDaddy, Wix, or whoever, right? Or an SEO company that's actually hosting, saving those files and maintaining it. So those would be your options. Good question to ask. I always share it anyways, but I'm glad that you asked.
It's another a little more than $80 for me to change over to you guys per month, or almost $1,000 a year. All right. All right. What is the next step here?
The next step is us getting your account set up. We'll verify your information. We'll go over billing. We'll send you your receipt because I want you to keep your receipts for your tax purposes. All marketing is a write-off. We're going to schedule your client interview. I want to schedule it for tomorrow at a time that's convenient for you because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we are moving. And then once we get all that set up, and your client interview for tomorrow, today I would suggest that you call Haibu and that you get on the phone with 411 Local and cancel them because we are requesting the management.
All right, so the interview itself with me, what information is going to be needed?
In the interview, basically what they're doing is they're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, re-verifying the business name, the phone number, you know, making sure I listed everything accurately. They're going to talk to you about your keywords and search terms. They're going to talk to you about the areas that you want us to target. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook page because we're going to build you that new Facebook page. So this way you have access to that one. They're also going to talk to you about the website, the content that we're creating on it, because we also want your input, right? Because we're customizing it to fit your business. It typically takes, Bob, between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends really on how many questions or details you have. But I always like to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you for the client interview. Okay? That's where I like to say, Bob, that the magic is going to happen. I like to believe it's with me, but not so much.
All right, so tomorrow.
Let me tell you what times I have for the client interview. Okay. The latest appointment I have, so I got times going from, and I'm going to give you the time for your time zone, okay? Because you're 3 hours ahead. I have 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I also have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7 is the latest.
All right, so it would have to be, if we do it tomorrow, it would have to be 11 to 12.
Okay.
Again, they're just going to ask me to confirm.
Yeah, they're just basically...
Not provide verbiage?
No. They're just basically, okay, they're going to say this. Okay, Bob, you're doing both residential and commercial, so you're providing interior, exterior painting, wallpaper hanging, any other services you want us to add on here. They're going to be doing the keyword and search terms on their end. Okay, Bob, I see that you have these specific zip codes that Nadine notated that you're targeting. Is that correct? Are there any other zip codes you want us to add? Okay, Bob, I see that this is your personal Facebook page. We're going to create your business Facebook page through this one. Now, we're going to send you how to add us on as managers to your Google Business profile page. They're just really basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. Is there any promotional deals you want us to notate on your website that we're creating? Anything on your face, you know, on the Google ads? Are you running like a promotional deal, 10% off? Because we want to make sure that we're creating the content based off of what you want, right? So it's really just gathering the information so that we can get everything situated for you. Now, the website...
It might be easier for you or better for the process to emailing a list of some of the things that should happen or some of the less filing things, like the zip codes that they want. I would have to look that up.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you can email it to me. Just respond to one of those emails that I sent you, and I can forward it to customer service so that way when they call you, they have that information already, and they're just going to be re-verifying. Here's the thing.
Yeah, my question is, can you email me something, a list of the questions you're going to ask me so I can get some information together ahead of time?
I can tell you specifically. I can email you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can gather, information to make it faster for you.
The simple ones like name and address, no problem. It's the things that I would have to look up, like zip codes.
I would just tell you, zip codes.
Stuff like that.
I would just say that's zip codes. And if you're running promotional deals, that's it. Because everything else,
okay. Yeah,
basically everything else, they're just going to be re-verifying, right? And then I would say this, if you have certain pictures that you want them to use, business logo, do you have a business logo? Because the one that I saw was a BC. Okay, perfect. So they're going to give you the email address where you can email them specifically your pictures and your logo. You could even text it. They'll give you the different ways where you can send them. Okay?
All right. And then
I can
add pictures anytime I want, or do I?
Absolutely.
Do I have to email you?
Absolutely. No. In fact, they'll give you the access if you wanted to, let's say, move your pictures around on your website. You have that access, or you send it to us and we do it for you. Not a big deal. I mean, you're paying us to service your account, right? This is what you're paying for. So if it makes it easier for you to just email it and say, update these photos on my website, update them on my Google profile page, they're going to update them. If those photos aren't doing any justice, like if it's too dark or if it just looks distorted, they will not add those photos because they want to make sure that they're putting photos that are going to do justice and make you look professional, right? So if the picture looks unclear, they won't put a picture that's not going to do justice to your business, right? So they always make sure that it's the photo is going to look good, that the lighting's good on it. I've seen some people send in pictures and it's like, I mean, super dark. There's all these shadows and it's like, we're not going to, if we put a picture like that, what does that say about us? We're just putting anything up there, you know, pertaining to your business. And it doesn't make you look as professional, in other words.
All right, so I will let you know, I only have about 10 more minutes before I have to walk in.
That's okay. So let's get it set up. Okay.
Right.
So your first name, is it Robert and you go by Bob?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name?
Rainey, C-R-A-N-E.
Okay. And the phone number currently listed for the business is 732-787-4400. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. As far as the business name, how do you want it to read exactly on the first page of Google? Do you want it only to say Voorhees, Ampersign, Crane Painting?
Ampersign, paper hanging. Voorhees and Crane, painting and paper hanging.
Painting and paper hanging. Okay.
Which is on Google right now.
Okay, that's what I wanted to confirm, because we're going to make sure that this is how it's listed. Now, the business, the address that you actually PIN verified it at, was it the 662 Bray Avenue in Port Monmouth?
Yep.
Okay, 07758. All right, and we'll make sure that that address isn't showing anywhere. Now, for the payment, I'm sorry?
You said you would not show that address anymore?
It will not show. That address will not show. Yeah, you don't want your home address showing.
Yeah, well, that's where the office is.
Yes, but it's not like a physical office where people go and pick out tile or flooring, right?
Right. I'm fine with the home address showing. Some people like to see that where it's something strong.
Typically, Google doesn't want your physical address showing if it's a home office.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the card that you're using for the payment, Robert, is it in, or Bob, I'm sorry, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both. It says Robert Crane.
It says Robert Crane on the card, and then it says what again for the business name?
Then below it, it says Voorhees and Crane Painting.
Voorhees and Crane Painting. Okay. Is it the word and or the ampersand?
Let's flip the card back over here and see. It is the ampersand.
Ampersand. Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
A Visa.
Visa? Same billing address, correct?
Yep.
And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, 4741-6540-0593-1779.
Expiration month and year?
327.
327. And then the CVV code on the back?
519.
519. I'm also going to put a security question on your account with us. You have the choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Put down Coco, spelled C-O-C-O.
Coco. Okay. Your
it's
first
not,
pet?
Not spelled correctly here. Well, not spelled correctly. Well, that's the one we use all the time. That's what it is.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so that I can review it and rephrase it. I want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. I'm also going to send you quickly three text messages to your phone. The first text you're going to receive is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. I am what's considered the lead on the account, but I do like you to have my information as well. I'm also sending you a text with a number to our customer service. Whenever you have an update, change, modification, question, concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. Your time, we're always here 10 to 7. And then I'm sending you the link to the YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, Bob, take a look at the video. It just is going to show you how you log in to track your reports with us. Okay?
Okay.
All three came through, correct?
Yes. Three
okay.
Came through.
Awesome. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Voorhees and Crane Painting and Paper Hanging.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Bob Crane Partner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Bob, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes. Third-party vendors, no.
Perfect. Now, if someone calls you, okay, because you might get a call from someone trying to sell you another type of online product, they are not associated with us, okay? We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $2,700 you've already paid for the year, okay? Even if someone called you to tell you to pay $5, how you identify if it's us or not calling, ask them, what's my security question? They're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
So when I speak to you, I can ask you anytime what my security question is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we put the security question.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Anyone I can remember.
Okay. So what this means, Bob, is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 9th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $2,700. This is covering you for the 12-month prepay. Okay. So come, just so you know, within the 12 months, right before it's going to expire, I'm going to actually set it on my calendar to call you the month before, okay? This is going to carry you all the way through May of 2024. So the week before it's going to renew, I'm going to give you a call to see if you want to renew it for an additional 12 months or if you want to go month to month. If you choose to go month to month, okay, it's going to be then $499 plus the $49 hosting fee, which is going to then be $548 a month, okay? Or you can also choose to cancel. So that's why I will call you the week before it expires, okay? Make sense?
Right.
Okay. Now, if you choose to pause your account or to cancel it, we're going to ask that you call 3 business days before that year expires, but I'm going to be calling you the week before, okay, as a courtesy to see if you want to continue another 12 months, go month to month, or cancel, okay? Anytime that you need to contact client support, you're going to contact them at the 877-635-6225 number, and when you hear the recording, you're going to hit number 1. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, the renewal will be at the same price I'm paying now.
Yes. If you choose to renew it, for example, when I call you the week before your year expires, if you choose to renew it another year, you're only paying then the $2,700 for the year. It'll always be at that price.
So long as you call me before the renewal.
Yes. And that's why I would make sure to call you prior to it expiring, because if you want to renew it for the year, I just want to make sure that there's no, like, any, what's the word I'm looking for? There's no any interruptions. So that way you still get it at the $2,700.
Right. And at the, when the year is up, is there any cancellation fee?
No, no cancellation fee. If I call you the week before, if you decide you just want to discontinue the service, then I will notate it that you're canceling it once it expires, and there will be no charge. If you decide you want to run it another year, then you pay the $2,700. It'll renew at the $2,700 for the 12 months. If you decide I just want to go month to month, then you know that it's going to renew at $548 every ninth day of the month after it expires.
Okay.
So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. And what time did you say you wanted your client interview scheduled for tomorrow? What was the time that was convenient for you?
The earliest one, 11 to 12, I guess it is.
11 to 12? Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I was looking to see, yeah, I thought I had a 10 to 7 available, but it looks like they took it. Okay, so 10 to 11 is going to be the earliest. I'm sending you your receipt. It's actually going to be sent to your email, and we're sending it to you in a text message. We'll go over that in just a few minutes. Now, as far as like your services, you're doing both residential, commercial, interior, exterior painting, wallpaper hanging, anything else that I'm missing that you want me to notate?
Pressure washing.
Deck. Pressure washing as well? Okay. And then,
staining.
What was restoration, I'm sorry?
Deck. Restoration.
Oh, deck restoration and staining. Oh, awesome. Okay. Let me put that in there too. All right. Deck restoration and staining.
Custom wood staining.
Custom wood staining.
Custom interior wood staining.
Interior wood staining. Okay. And then remember, at any time you want to add in more keywords or anything like that, just let us know so that way we can add them in.
Okay.
And then did you want to give – I understand. Okay. Okay. Did you want to give them the zip codes when you talk to them tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation?
7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. And I think I got everything else because it's just really, it's mainly I wanted to get some of those services down. Do you want us to put a tracking number or do you want it to just be your number listed as it currently shows?
So a tracking number,
did
you say?
A tracking number instead of them seeing your physical... I'm sorry?
Just my phone number is fine.
Just your phone number. Okay, perfect. Now, the last thing, if you could just look, I want you to pull up your receipt. You can either see it from your email or from your text message. It'll say initial invoice, and then we'll be done. It's going to say, Dear Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, so I see the thing that says copy your Robert, thank you for choosing.
Yes.
Click on the link.
Click on the link. Click on where it says, please click here. And now it's going to open up a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay, yeah, quite a bit of information there.
Okay, so just real quickly, it's just showing you the products that are included. You're getting the Google Ads, the Google Optimization. You're getting the My Site. Facebook Ads does not apply to you, but we're building you the new Facebook page. Google Guaranteed is a product that's offered, but you're not qualified for it yet until you get your licensing, okay? Google Workspace is an option, but it's an additional cost. You do not have to do it. They might offer it to you during your client interview. It shows you our delivery dates. Do you see where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card? Towards the bottom.
I agree to please electronically sign this document.
Okay, so before you sign it, right above it, there's a little box to the left, and it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is true and correct. It's a little box to the left.
I do not see it on my phone.
You see at the bottom where it's asking you to sign your name?
Yep.
Look a little bit above that. There's a little box to the left.
Oh, I see that. Okay.
Okay, you're going to click on that box. Because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Right.
And then at the bottom, you're just going to type your name, Robert Crane, confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because you should see it asking you to enter a username and password.
I do.
Perfect. This is where you're going to go in and track your results with us. We don't have the username or password yet. Because they're going to send that to you within 5 to 7 days. They're going to email it to you with this link, a username, and a password. That's why I want you to watch the video. So as a reminder, they're going to call you tomorrow from an 877 number. So, Robert, make sure that when we call you, you're just answering all calls within that hour. I'm going to make myself available so that I can introduce you to the technician because I always like to do the introduction, okay? And we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview letting you know that it's coming up in the next hour. I'm also sending you an email with your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know what time we'll be calling you. So we'll be calling you between 11 and 12, okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. And, Robert, I am super excited for you. You have made a great choice. So just remember, tomorrow, gather some zip codes, right, that you want to target tonight. Start gathering some of the pictures, your business logo, and make sure that you cancel with 411 Local and HIBU.
Okay. I can do that
okay.
Tomorrow. I'll gather the zip codes tonight.
Yes. Yes. Okay? And just, I'm not going to lie. They're going to try to convince you. You just tell them, I just want to cancel. I'm done. Thank you. That's it. You don't need to give them a bunch of reasons, okay, because we're going to take over it. Okay?
Alrighty.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.